Welcome back to another week of Sisterhood Secrets. Today you've got your host, of course, Rihanna, and today I have a special guest.
Monique, I'm a sister.
Yes, if you guys can't tell by today's episode, today is about growing up close in age, which I feel like we can definitely talk on.
Definitely.
If you don't know, how many months apart are we?
11?
11?
Just under 11.
Just under 11. 10 and a half, 10 and four quarters.
10 and 2 days.
10 and 2 days. No, but I'm so excited to have her on today. I feel like this is such an exciting podcast, especially for girls, because I feel like it's so, I don't know, like I actually searched it up. It's so much more common for girls to be closer in age than guys and girls.
That would make sense.
Why was that a fact? I don't know. I saw it on TikTok, so don't really trust. It's like Wikipedia. I wouldn't trust the source. You're good. We got Monique's friend here with us today, so it's just exciting that we're all just here having fun. But how has your day been? How's your week been? It's a Friday. It's Friday today.
It is Friday. I was meant to work today, public holiday.
So was I.
I've called it off for today.
So did I. No, I'm actually filming two episodes today. So if you guys see me in the same outfit.
She does wash her clothes.
Mind your business. No, but I'm so excited. But yeah, in this week's episode, my sister and I are just going to be diving deep into how growing up so close in age is. I mean, as you guys can, you know, we compare. I mean, we're total opposites.
Opposites, yeah.
She, like, if you guys could see, let's do a zoom in. She has piercings and everything, tattoos. I'm surprised you're wearing pink. Like, I feel like we've switched outfit memories.
I know,
today.
I tried to do a pink outfit just for today. Stir it up a little bit.
No, I literally love that. Well, let's talk about growing up, obviously, close in age. So, obviously, there's no doubt about it. We tend to fight way more, I think.
Oh, yeah. And they're petty fights majority of the time, but I think that they hurt more because
we're so much closer.
Yeah.
Like, not only are we close in age, but we're literally just close individuals real close, in general. We do tend to fight more. I mean, especially growing up, you know, our parents at a young age dressed us the same. Like, it was like we were twins.
Completely opposite, though.
Like,
you had brown hair. Mm-hmm. I had blonde ringlets.
Yeah.
And now I've got black hair.
It's crazy, guys. She turned to the dark side. No, but it is so true. But we do tend to fight more.
Yeah.
100%. And it's something that people wouldn't expect, because I know when I talk to people that I know, they're like, what? But you guys are so close. Like, how could you fight? And I'm like,
Because we are so close.
Like, we will fight, like, especially in high school, you know, fighting over I wouldn't say friend groups, but like, for example, I may have a friend group, she may have a friend group. And when she, for example, used to join mine, I'd be like, oh, give me space. But then it'd be the same when I went to hers. Yeah. It would be like, give me space. But because we were so close in age, we did share friends.
I find as we grew older as well, sharing friend groups became less of a problem.
Yeah.
Because we had the same interests. Mm-hmm. We no longer were so different. I mean, visually, yes.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of the same interests, and that's why it was so easy to have the same friends. And because we are so close in age, our friend groups usually consist of people the same age as either one of us.
100%. But like, even along the lines of that, I feel like we only started to get closer once we grew up, because
out of high school,
because we would look at each other and be like, we are so polar opposites, we have nothing
in common.
But when we grew up, we realized, wait, no, we do. Like, why did we think that? It was crazy. Like, we literally we lived in the same house but knew nothing about each other.
We just knew when one was awake and wanted to hang out.
100%. And we ended up finding so many similarities. I mean, we would ditch school. Do you remember when we used to ditch school every day together with our brother Jay?
And play Pokemon Go. I was actually talking to him about it the other night on FaceTime.
Who, Jay?
Well, on FaceTime.
And you're doing Facebook now. I know. He keeps Snapchatting me.
He was like, do you remember when we used to play Pokemon Go and you'd never go to school? And I said, yeah. And he goes, I still have a photo of a Pokemon sitting on Rihanna's head.
Guys, we were, I'm not even joking, we were on the Pokemon Go grind. Do you remember when in film class, I had to make...
I had to make
a video about the day in my life, and the whole day of my life was that Monique and I were Pokemon Go hunting.
And during the filming, she sat in dog shit.
Oh my gosh, I did. I did. I sat down because we were like in this area where there were Pokemon everywhere. We were doing battles, if you guys know. And I was so into the battle that I sat in dog doo-doo. That is so funny. But like, I literally filmed a whole video and it was like a day in my life as a Pokemon Go hunter.
And I unfortunately had to be in it. And I was already out of school. And we were
running.
Yeah.
And you were like, and the song was, gotta catch him all.
And I was running into the camera.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, and then do you remember like the old lady walked by and you were like, because we were trying to say she was a Pokemon, guys, like she was catching her. We grew up and had, like, it's so funny. And in the video, sorry, going back to this, in the video, I remember like I was riding the bike. We would ride this, we rode bikes to make sure we could go extreme distance for these Pokemons. And I literally filmed a video of us on the bikes while like...
I think later, a few weeks later, is when I fractured my elbow on that little bike. I was on a kid bike made for a 5-year-old and I...
Went down the hill. I was in Adelaide too. I remember like Ryan...
The whole family was, yeah.
I remember Ryan called Mum and he was like, Mum! And he was freaking out, screaming, and Mum... And I were in the car, so she had him on speaker, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And Ryan's like, I think Monique broke her arm, and I was like, what?
It was pretty bad. Got my shoe stuck between the chain and the wheel, and just ate doo-doo.
It's fine to laugh about it now, guys, but back then it was...
He was more concerned about my teeth. When I fell off that bike, he came over and said, show me your teeth, and I said, I can't feel my arm. And he was like, show me your teeth.
Yeah, because she also...
I broke my teeth in a scooter accident as well, so they're fake.
That is true.
Very true.
But see, that's the thing though. Like, I feel like that's when we started getting close in age, because we realized, this was back then, we both would smoke cigarettes, we both would ditch school, and we were like, why don't we just do it together?
Why don't we just be friends and stop hating each other?
Well, we didn't hate each other. Say that we just lived in the same house but didn't talk.
We saw each other too often. We never had time apart. We don't like going and sleeping at people's houses. We prefer people sleeping at ours.
Yeah, yeah.
So even if her friends were over, we were all still hanging out.
Yeah, 100%. And that's when Monique and I got closer as well, because I had a best friend named Casey, still friends, and she would come over literally every night, or I was like hers every night. But when we first became friends, she was always at ours. And yeah, you would always be in the room, and it was just normal. Because
it was normal, yeah.
At that point, I think you and I started seeing each other as more of friends than sisters.
Yeah.
And we stopped fighting about so much. Like... But there's pros of being close in age, though. We've been able to share clothes. I mean, probably not anymore. Gained a bit of weight, guys.
Lost a bit, too.
Gained a bit of... No, what was I meant to say? Yeah, we would share clothes. Automatically had a friend when starting a new high school, because we were obviously literally just a year apart.
We'd hang out at school. The only difference was we weren't in classes together.
Mm-hmm,
and I'm sure they wouldn't put us in classes if they could.
Well, we were in Connect class.
Yoga class.
No, we were in yoga and the morning group.
Yeah.
Guys, in morning group. This is like 3 weeks into Monique and I.
Sorry. Do you remember when the teacher asked us in Connect group what we do for a person in a wheelchair fell down the stairs?
No, but here's the thing, guys. We would obviously help, but at this point, we're like young. We're like, what, 13, 14? And we start giggling because we're like, what are we meant to do? Like,
watch
it. Because everyone else in the room was like, I'm going to grab them and I'm going to save them. If a wheelchair is falling towards me, want me to catch it?
I'm stepping out of the way.
Exactly. So
I'm
we
not
laugh.
Getting trampled.
Exactly. So we both laughed because we were like, what do you expect us to do? Like, obviously, once they're on the ground, we're going to help them. But what do you want us to do? So we piss ourselves laughing because everyone's like, I'm going to catch the falling chair. And we're like...
We were stared at.
Okay, Hulk.
I think we got asked to leave. I also would lie to get her out of class so we could ditch together. I once...
No, do you remember? No, I know what time you were talking about. Once I needed to pee so bad and this teacher was so rude. I'm not even joking. For 30 minutes, I was asking, please, I need to go.
Let me go to the toilet. She wouldn't let her and I was ditching.
So I was on my period at this time too. Like, I was on my period. I was like, I'm scared I'm leaking. And we won't go into detail what you said, but she made up a lie about our mother to get us. Didn't you fake cry?
Lie. I fake cried, panicked,
No, but obviously we're not like that anymore. We were like 13, 14. Everyone makes mistakes. Immature. 100%. But no, it was, you know what? High school was really fun though, because it, like, yoga class, like I saw a video of like Olivia taking your bath, but it's on you.
So tiny. Hey,
so tiny.
Not only was I short, but I was really, really skinny.
Yeah.
I am still skinny, but I used to suffer badly.
You've definitely gained
5 kilos. You're
at a healthy weight. Like, you look healthy.
I do.
Can't say the same for me.
No, you look good.
10 kilos later. No, but it was really fun, though. High school was really fun. Because
did you get your nails done?
Yeah. I haven't had acrylics in like a year.
I thought so.
And I was like...
Do you find that every time they do your acrylics, they look upwards because of the way your nails sit?
Mm. Sorry, guys.
I just noticed.
No, but like high school was so much fun though. And like I remember we would just always be causing a ruckus somewhere, something. But it was really funny because do you remember there was that fight video and we were in the back of it?
There was these two girls fighting. Oh. It was the worst fight I've ever seen, by the way. Just petty.
I wouldn't say it was two girls fighting. I'd say it was like five and this one girl.
Oh, yeah. They were all bashing this one chick. It was disgusting.
It was so sad. But Monique and I, we were in the video, just turned the corner.
And we were standing there watching. We shouldn't have been, but what you do in school.
No, we like, because everyone follows fights in school. But the thing is that we didn't like purposely follow it. We had like turned the corner and there was a fight happening. So as we're turning the corner, some reason somebody gets all of us in frame in the background. So Nick and I are like, what? Like, because there's people in front of us. So you can just see us trying to see what's going on. Once we realize, I think we were like, oh,
what's going on? What? I think we're like, that's.
We've never been fighters.
We've never been fighters.
And we both do not condone it either. So we've never, like, at school, everyone followed the fights. I swear you and I would always just, somehow the fights always happened near us.
Near us, yes.
Like, when we used to sit at this little table, remember when those, like, year eights were fighting right near us? And we're like, go away. Because we were in, like, what, year 10, 11? You and I were like, go away.
In our younger school days, in high school, like, 7, 8, year 8, something like that. Rihanna, she was very stunning. She still is, but she was a stunning girl. And a lot of girls did not like that and envied her and bullied her for that reason, even though she was one of the popular girls. Campbell. No, Ipswich.
Oh.
And they just try to cause fights with her all the time. Or like accuse her of things she didn't do. Just try and fight with her and...
Yeah. I mean, I would say I had a lot of friends at Ipswich.
Yeah.
I would say
a lot of people envied you.
A lot of people also envied me, but for silly reasons. I mean, I have my best friend, Jasmine. We went to Ipswich State High School together. She's still my best friend. Jasmine, if you're watching this, I love and miss you. No, but like Jasmine and I once, we literally got in a physical fight because we apparently cut some girl's phone case. Grace, if you're also watching this, hi. No, but like it's all good now, like we're all mutual, like me and Jasmine silly. Are still best friends, but
it was more people like outsiders word egging them on mm-hmm. to fight Rihanna, and they're like, I don't want to.
Yeah, I was so
like, just fight her.
Yeah, because this girl that like was the opponent, I don't know what you say, I'm not a fighter.
I never claimed to be a fighter.
Yeah, literally. I was like, I don't want to fight. Like, you're my friend. Like, what? Because we were both so, like, civil with each other. Me and Jasmine, we were both like, we want to be friends. Like, what's going on? And, yeah, people obviously kept pushing it. But she didn't even end up fighting. It was other girls fighting us because of it. And we were like, what is going on? But it was so silly.
She kind of just stood back and, like, gave you, like, the I'm sorry look and walked away.
As yeah.
These girls just started...
I literally, my friend Jasmine and I, we're just so innocent. I've never, ever, ever laid a hand on anyone. Like, will not, from what I remember. I don't
I don't really think I've ever let him handle
yeah,
it.
But
I've
Jasmine...
only done it accordingly.
Yeah.
To stand up for you.
Well, even then, Jasmine and I, we were walking to, I think we were walking out the front gates to pass the office because we saw these girls all coming our way. And Jasmine was like, you know what? We're not fighters. Let's just walk home. Like, I'm not doing this. And I was like, I totally agree. So we were just going to ditch last period and walk home. And essentially what happens is these this whole group of people, I reckon there was at least 100 people coming to watch this fight that I didn't even sign up for. But anyway, I got pushed to the ground.
There was no sign up sheet.
I got pushed to the ground. My head like hit a brick and I was like...
You got pushed into the bush.
Yeah, but remember how there was like brick layering around the bush? Yeah. So my head like hit the brick and half my head was in the bush.
I didn't realize how her head had hit the brick until I looked over at it. She just got her head rested on a brick and I was like, what?
And this girl came on top of me. Keep in mind, she was on top of me for a solid 5 seconds. Didn't hit me. Nothing like that. And anyway, my best friend Jasmine, she jumped on her to pull her off of me. And I was like, that is a real friend. And then I remember... everyone around was like, get the principal. And I was like, I'm not going to be a snitch. And I remember you looked at me and you're like, Monique,
I was like,
there are hundreds of people.
You are literally the main target right now. Go.
Yeah.
And then me and
my... I'm not a fighter, guys. I'm going to admit
it.
Yeah,
I
went to the teacher.
Yeah. I did tell her to. I said,
I really didn't want to, though, because I was like, people are going to envy me even more. Monique was... But here's the thing. Because there were so many people watching this fight, more and more people just kept getting involved. So it would have just became one big fight. And I literally, like I said, I do not condone fighting. So that's when I kind of realized I need to go tell the teacher. Plus, three people ended up trying to get Jasmine. And then you had, like, stopped two of them. It was this whole thing.
Yeah, me and my best friend at the time. Kayla.
Yeah.
Still talk to her sometimes, but separate lives now, obviously.
You grow up.
Exactly. You grow up, you grow out of people sometimes, but she's still beautiful. You know, she's got a girlfriend now.
I know.
Yeah. And, but yeah, me and Kayla had to jump in and Kayla went ham on these girls.
I know, I remember.
Kayla, I've never seen her, so she was like, that's your sister. You're my best friend, that's your sister. She just kept...
She was crazy.
Laying into these chicks.
I remember turning around. She had like four girls surrounding her. And this girl was still standing. And I was like, tell me how I got on the ground by one girl.
Yeah, she was smacking people up. And then I saw her smack people up. And I was like, well, I've already sorted my sister. She's gone. I was like, oh,
guys,
my best
I don't know
yet,
when right? When I tell you that school is so bad, I went to the principal, and I hope someone sees this and get me on the news. I remember
Ipswich Say Hi is a doo doo hole.
I remember I went to the principal, and well, no, I went to the front office, and there was like three teachers sitting there, and I was like, I need your help. There was a big fight breaking out. No joke, they looked out the window and said, "Let it cool down." And I was like, you need to go figure it out.
The only time the principal or teachers have ever got involved in one of the fights was when that guy stepped on the teacher's leg and broke her leg.
Don't remember.
Really?
No.
And the principal had to, he come and stopped it because the teacher was on the ground. Broken leg and all. That don't say something, I don't know what does. All the other teachers ran away as soon as they saw her.
I reckon. Being a teacher would be scary at that school. I can't do that.
Oh, no. I mean, to be fair, I did get myself involved in the shit stirring.
Really?
Yeah.
See,
From time to time, I
just really want to know part.
I mean, I was very, very innocent, but...
Yeah.
I just did what I had to do to fit in sometimes, and...
If that meant gossiping about somebody else, you do it.
Exactly.
And that's kind of how it is in high school, guys. It's like...
You can't avoid it. And even if you want to have friends, if you can have...
But even if you want to avoid it, somehow people will turn on you. Like, some your friends could be gossiping and you'll be like, oh, I have no say, like, no drama.
And
somehow other people will still be like, oh, but she said this. And you're like, no, I didn't. And they're like, you did.
She secretly involved herself.
Exactly. So that's really annoying. But, no, high school was so... fun. But like I said, growing up close in age is just fun in general. Like, we get to be parents at the same time.
I know. Well, what age are you having kids though?
I want to be a young mom.
So do I.
But I also 22. Need to, but I also want to be married. Yeah,
22, 23 ish
like 21.
Okay.
Get married. No, by 20.
Ideally like 22, 23.
Yeah, I want to
be young mom. I feel like you have a better connection with your kids. Because mum was decently young when she had us. Like, I think she was 28 when she had me. And me and mum are really close. And that's still young, but I would like younger. I want to be able to be in my daughter's goss, you know?
Yeah, I want my daughter to be able to come to me and be like, oh my these God, girls at school are driving school. Me crazy. Yeah, exactly. Sorry, guys, I had to do a quick cut. But no, it was actually so good. But yeah, we did everything together. I mean, we dropped out together.
Oh, yeah. Same time and everything. We went into the office. We
studied together.
Yep. We did. That was real funny. I've got lots of videos of us studying.
I know. That was so much fun. We studied a Cert 3 in individual support. And let me tell you, we
saw some things.
Yeah. Do you remember that one girl, and I won't name her, but, like, she just cried, like, every time there would be, like, a video shown?
Yeah.
Guys, it's not for the week.
It's not. I mean, I really enjoyed it. We couldn't finish because of COVID started around that time.
Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't do placement. But I'm kind of glad because I wouldn't be able to do it. Like, I really want to look after people that aren't able to look after themselves, but I don't want to wipe someone's butt.
Yeah, no.
No, thank you.
Not my forte. But that's a thing, though. Like, we just did everything together. And I feel like we were so protective of each other. And this is where I go into this conversation, which I had, like, cleared it with you, I think. But
okay.
Monique had this. I'll start it off and then I'll let you take over. Monique had this boyfriend, okay?
We won't name,
but
I'm sure
if you're watching this, I literally despise you as a person. I knew who you were from the start. But anyway, rumors. She
did call it.
Yep. Rumors had came out that he cheated. He did. But besides the point, I had messaged him and it was so nice. I was actually reading it the other day. I was like, hey, I know you're a good guy, but please leave my sister alone. She deserves better.
She deserves better. Just let her down easy.
Yeah. And he made it sound so bad to you, clearly, because we didn't speak for, what, 3 months or something?
A bit longer
than that. Like, I feel like as I've grown up, I've got so protective of her. Like, any guy that I see, like, I literally, when they first started dating, I was like, I don't like him. She was like, what? And it caused a fight, and I was like, I think he is sus. I do not trust him. Like, it was
too forward with the family.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up, he was too forward with the family.
Oh, really?
Like, the first time he came over, he was just out there, which I love. I love a guy that's confident and comfortable with your family, but the first time, it's like,
don't like, even know me. Like, slow down. Don't be so cocky, mate.
Yeah.
But no, and that's why I got so protective, because I remember, so he cheated, Monique found out, but then it kind of was like, oh no, but I didn't cheat, and she obviously loved him, so she was like,
I was so
blindsided. But you were starstruck. That's what happened.
Oh yeah, because visually and what I thought personality wise, he was ideal. He was like everything I wanted, and he showed me a love that I thought was real, and it was fake the whole time, and he wasn't actually interested. So I mean, it's changed a lot for me now, my perspective on a lot of things.
Yeah.
Just happy to be single for now.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Don't want to even talk to guys like that. Like,
I have
male friends, but that's...
But that's the thing, I'm so protective of her. Like, even you've got a guy friend and guy friends, and I'm like, don't you fucking date them, because I know them, and I'm like, don't... Because, like, I feel like as a protective sister, I'm like... I just know who the person is. But, well, like, I feel like that's what happens when you're close in age. Like, I know every detail about
everyone's,
you.
Everyone's shipping or telling us.
I mean, I ship and it.
I don't.
Okay. Guys, we're talking about someone.
I don't.
Like, I
only... Visually, very nice person. Visually, no. Not my type.
I ship it just because he is very soft with you and nice with you. And I feel like that's hard to get in this day and age. But you settle for the right one.
Exactly.
But just know I'm going to have an opinion about it.
I will be picky.
Do it.
I will be picky now.
And I'm literally doing another podcast episode on this, but it's literally talking about standards. Like, standards literally protect you.
Yep.
Like, I'm not even joking. If Hayden and I ever split up, which will never happen, so don't even try out women.
Don't even.
I would literally write a list of my standards and I would make sure they ticked every box. Because that's how crazy I am. But it's not crazy. It's like, I want to protect myself.
I deserve what I would like. I believe I deserve what I deserve.
Yeah, like, if you're not going to take me out for dinner or whatever, like, I don't care, we can split the bill, but at least put in the effort to be like, hey, want to go out for dinner?
Yeah. But just a quick sundown on what had happened. There was rumours that he had cheated at the start of the relationship about 2.5 months in.
That's when I had texted.
That's when she had texted. He, great manipulator.
Insane.
And just pulled his strings and made me believe whatever he was saying.
But it was like Miss Singaporean. We could all see the bullshit.
Oh yeah. But
I'll have to believe that.
He broke up with me 9 months in because he needed to work on himself, which he's living in Brisbane now and has a girlfriend already.
I'll find you. I'm joking.
I will. Just kidding. I don't care anymore.
Moved on past it.
Exactly. But, he cheated on me the whole 9 months of our relationship with his girlfriend of 3 years. And multiple women along the way as well. I didn't know. Even after we broke up, we were still, like, good friends, I guess. Mutual with each other. And his ex-girlfriend texted me and told me everything and sent me every screenshot of with dates of everything from the relationship.
That's how, so slimy.
And how I was not, he wouldn't even mention me. She didn't know about me. And he would text her saying that his soul was empty without her. And every cute, lovey thing I would say to him, he'd reply, "That's too much. You're being too much." He said 10 times more lovey shit to her.
You know what? I'm going to get to a point where I'm going to be like the cancelled podcast and I'm going to start dropping names.
Me too.
Be ready, guys.
I'm tempted.
Be ready.
There's going to be plenty of more episodes of us two together.
Let's just not get sued too early on.
Let us earn some money first.
Exactly. No,
we don't have anything for you to take at the moment.
Exactly. Calm down, boy.
Just gave away their second dryer, so you're not in luck.
Yeah, exactly. No, but so, yeah, that's, I love growing up in age, close in age, but I put a poll on my Instagram. You guys should definitely go follow it. If you're listening on Spotify, give us a follow on both Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube as well. But I did a poll on Instagram and I said, ask us some questions. So we're going to go through and answer them.
Okay.
So my laptop's right here, so I'm going to be reading them out.
Quickballing them or going into detail on them?
Depends what the question is.
Easy.
First question was, did we ever compare ourselves to each other? Personally, I don't think I ever did, just because I feel like I've always been pretty confident in the way I am. Like, I've never really compared myself to anyone, and I feel like that's just because I've always had a lot of self-love and realized, you know, we're only here once. I need to love confident. The body.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like even like a lot recently, and even like when I was younger, like I always used to say to myself whenever I had any insecurity, was that you can never compare yourself to anyone because every star is different in the sky. And
I mean, that's how I view it. The things that you're saying you don't like about yourself, most people envy you because of it.
Well, did you ever compare yourself to me?
Absolutely. In saying that, absolutely I did. Especially in school days, because you were the pretty sister and I was the ugly one. They're like, oh, you're Rihanna's sister.
I think you were like, very beautiful. I think people just didn't know you, whereas I feel like I had a lot of...
But I just... No, I just... I was very different. Like, you were the typical white girl in school, but she was very out there. Knew what she wanted, did what she wanted to do, and I was kind of just behind her, doing my thing. Piercings all over my face, dyed hair,
mm-hmm.
and at that point, no one really liked it. So I was kind of like the ugly sister.
Yeah.
But I've envied you over a lot of things. Not envied you, I just looked up to a lot of things with you. Like just your body. I've suffered with anorexia for a very long time.
Yeah.
And I just always looked up to your figure and just how pretty you are. I was like, why did I not pop out like that? Why did I pop out like this?
Insecurities are very normal, guys, and it's very normal to compare yourself to each other too. Absolutely. Like, don't ever think, like, oh, they're so much prettier, they don't have insecurities.
I actually asked her the other day, did you ever look up to me with anything, being your big sister? And I'm thinking, oh, I'm about to get some warm, heartfelt thing from her, which doesn't happen. And I was like, okay, bring it on. Don't make me cry. And she said, just how skinny you were.
Guys, I got chunkier throughout the years, I will admit. And I have compared myself once.
And it was just like, my weight. Nothing else.
Exactly.
That was a bit of an ego destroyer, but it's okay.
Well, we'll do one more question and then we'll wrap it up. But the last one is, do we understand each other? Do we think we understand each other? There's so many questions, guys. There's going to have to be a part two.
I was about to say, there's going to be so many podcasts with us together. Because we could talk for days.
We could. No, I do think I understand you, and I think vice versa. I think we understand each other.
I think we've
learned
a lot about communication over the years.
Definitely.
We used to just sit in silence or literally go to our friend group that we shared and be like, oh, Rihanna's pissing me off. She's doing this. And they would go tell her. At that age, people don't know how to not say something. And then she'd be like, oh, I hate that.
I think now that we understand each other a lot and we know how to
communicate. If something doesn't, if we don't like something or it doesn't sit well with us, we talk about it.
Yeah.
We've both grown up. We both can talk about things.
Yes. Definitely. Well,
I think I understand you.
Yeah.
I don't understand your emotions sometimes, though. But I think no that's the same as me.
Yeah.
I mean, I cried because someone didn't get Christmas presents and I called her.
Oh, I couldn't stop laughing. It was great.
They were all laughing at me and I was sobbing, fully sobbing. And they were kind of joking about it.
I think it was because...
It was so unexpected.
It was very unexpected. Like, it's very sad that someone didn't get Christmas presents. I think we're laughing because we all thought she was drunk. Like, this wasn't a normal cry. It was like someone, like,
I was sobbing.
A drunk cry. Yeah.
I was, like,
I literally was laughing. I was like, that is really sad, but are you drunk? And
I
then,
was like, no, I just...
And there was obviously people really, in my really house bad. Too, so they started laughing. So I was like, what? But, yeah.
They were on the camera. They're like, I bought your Christmas presents. Say thank you. And I'm like, thanks. But I was just, yeah, really emotional. I think everyone deserves Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Even the worst people in the world deserve something, unfortunately. 100%. Like, you know. I
everyone
mean, depends on what they've done. But even then, I still think everyone deserves something for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas is the jolliest time of the year.
100%.
And I love it. It's my favorite time of the year.
My least favorite.
Really?
Nah, I love it. But
I don't like the money, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I like getting the gifts.
Exactly. Well, it was very fun having you on today. I cannot wait to do this again.
Me too.
Well, it was so lovely. Make sure you guys
I'm gonna cry if I've spoke too quiet through this podcast.
You'll be fine.
Just make me super loud.
I know, I will. No, but it was a really good podcast. I hope to have you on again. Make sure you guys, whatever platform you are listening to this on, please chuck a follow. Any support is well appreciated. And I'll see you guys next week for another episode.
Bye, guys.
Bye.